Welcome to American Mosaic, a program in VOA Special English about music and American life, and we answer your questions. This is Doug Johnson. On our show today, we have country music from Joe Nichols, and we answer a question about Americans who seek office in foreign countries. But first, we tell about some of the diet programs that Americans are using in an effort to lose weight. Recent studies show that Americans know they weigh too much. As a result, many are changing the way they eat so they will lose weight. Gwen Uten tells us about a few of these popular diet programs.
One is the Atkins Weight Loss Program. It was developed more than 30 years ago by medical doctor Robert Atkins. The diet comes from the idea that the human body burns both carbohydrates and fat for fuel. People on the diet stop eating carbohydrates like pasta, bread, and potatoes, as well as sugar. The result is that the body burns fat and the person loses weight. People following the Atkins diet can eat as much protein and animal fat as they want, including red meat and bacon. Experts say this plan should not be followed by anyone suffering from diabetes, heart problems, or kidney disease. That is because dangerous fluid loss can result when the body uses fat or muscle for energy. Food experts have said for years that the Atkins diet could lead to health problems like heart disease. But studies have not shown that to be true. In fact, many people say the Atkins diet has lowered their cholesterol levels. Another popular weight loss program in the United States is called the South Beach Diet. It was developed by a heart doctor who lives in Miami, Florida. This plan calls for eating foods known to prevent heart disease, like chicken, nuts, fish, olive oil, grains, fruits, and vegetables. The plan says that this way of eating will improve heart health as a person loses weight. The South Beach diet also restricts carbohydrates, but not as much as the Atkins diet. A third popular weight loss program is called Weight Watchers. People pay to join a group. Then they meet every week to weigh themselves and discuss their progress. The program does not restrict any foods, but assigns points to each food. The more fattening foods are given a higher point value. Each person is permitted to eat foods that add up to a total number of points each day. Each person chooses how to use his or her points in order not to feel hungry and to lose weight. American eating places and food companies have begun to provide special products for people following these diets. For example, American food stores now sell low-carbohydrate breads and pasta. And many Americans are trying to lose weight by not eating potatoes, bread, or rice.
Last week, in answering a question, we told how Americans have little reason to fear losing their citizenship if they vote in foreign elections? Today, we answer the second part of that question from Thomas Corcoran in Sweden. He wants to know if the United States permits its citizens to become foreign leaders. The answer is yes. In fact, several already have. And one native-born American hopes to very soon. Yarius Papandreou was born in St. Paul, Minnesota in 1952. He lived and studied in the United States for many years before he moved to Greece. Most recently, Mr. Papandreou was foreign minister until last month. Now he is seeking to become prime minister after elections on Sunday. So we wrote to his website. His media center told us that he gave up his American citizenship when he became a lawmaker in Greece. Mr. Papandreou was first elected to parliament in the 1980s. Another person is Valdas Adamkus, the former president of Lithuania. Mr. Adamkus fled the Soviet occupation in 1949. He became an American citizen. In time, he became a high-level official in the Environmental Protection Agency. Mr. Adamkus lived in America for almost 50 years. He returned to Lithuania in 1997. 6 months later, he was elected president. He, too, chose to surrender his American citizenship. And so did Golda Meir when she became leader of Israel. She was born in Ukraine in 1898. She came to the United States as a child. At 23, she moved to Palestine. The State of Israel was established in 49. Golda Meir went to work for the government. 20 years later, she was prime minister. So, Americans have the right to lead another country. But does every American have the same right at home? The Constitution says the president must be, in its words, a natural-born citizen. Some think it is time to amend that. A senator has proposed to include people who have been naturalized citizens for at least 20 years. The new governor of California recently said this idea sounded really good to him. Arnold Schwarzenegger was born in Austria. He became an American citizen in 1983. Joe Nichols was nominated for a Grammy Award earlier this year for Best Male Country Vocal Performance. He did not win that award, but the Country Music Association named him the Best New Male Vocalist last May. Who is Joe Nichols, you ask? Phoebe Zimmerman has the answer.
Joe Nichols is 27 years old. He was born and grew up in the southern state of Arkansas. After high school, he worked at different jobs during the day and wrote songs at night. He released his first album in 1996. It was called Joe Nichols. It did not sell well, although one song on the album was popular. Here it is, Six of One, Half a Dozen of the Other.
I do my best to play by the rules. I bend a couple, even break a few. Don't get me wrong, I wanna do it right. I just can't seem to live the virtuous life. Headaches by the bottle, so one half dozen of the other. Washed my soul in the holy water. I gave her my heart and bought her a house. The devil broke in and broke me out. Now I owe the bank some money and I lost another lover. Six of one, half dozen of the other. No matter how you add it up, it's always...
Joe Nichols' second album was released in 2002. It is called Man with a Memory. Its lead single record is called The Impossible.
My dad chased monsters from the dark. He checked underneath my bed. And he could lift me with one arm way up over top his head. He could loosen rusty bolts with a quick turn of his wrench. He pulled splinters from his hand, never even flinched. In 13 years I'd never seen him cry. But the day that Grandpa died, I realized unsinkable ships sink, unbreakable walls break. Sometimes the things you think never happen happened just like that. Unbendable steel bends. If the fury of the wind is unstoppable, I've learned to never underestimate the impossible.
Last year, Joe Nichols had his first country music hit song. It was also on the album Man with a Memory. We leave you now with that song from country music singer Joe Nichols, Broken Heartsville.
He wore that cowboy hat to cover up his horns. Sweet talking forked tongue had a tempting charm. Before I turned around, that girl was gone. All I can say is, bartender, pour me something strong. Here's to the past, they can kiss my glass. I hope she's happy with him. Here's to the girl who wrecked my world, that angel who did me in. I think the devil drives a coup de ville. I watched him drive away over the hill, not against her will. I've got time to kill down in Broken Heartsville.
This is Doug Johnson. I hope you enjoyed American Mosaic. Join us again next week for VOA's radio magazine in special English. Today's program was written by Nancy Steinbach and Katie Weaver. Paul Thompson was the producer, and our engineer was Tony Pollock.
It was long and chrome sitting in the lot.